I made a huge mistake last week because I had thought that South Carolina was wearing their camouflage uniforms. I asked Joe about it, and he was getting. I probably worried him for no reason.
No, I think it's going to be.
I knew there was going to be a game that he wore them, but I thought it was last week.
I think it's the Florida game.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Joe, I want to bring up.
Believe me, I didn't get much sleep the night.
I didn't mean to stress you out.
When you brought that up, I was so excited just to see how Joe was going to do with camo uniforms and all that.
Man. Joe, I wanted to bring up an article that was in the Columbus Post Dispatch because I think it's really interesting. Gordon Gee is one of those who's now, of course, running Ohio State again. But I think it's really interesting, this article that said that, according to Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch, nearly 80% of college football programs are looking at losing money because of the economy. Mm-hmm. And he said, Ohio State President Britt Kerwin said, "From my perspective, we've reached an unsustainable situation. We've got 75% of the president saying we cannot continue on this path. Skyrocketing coaching salaries, arms race for facility upgrades. And you know where we're headed here. The only chance at salvation here is a playoff. And that, you know, suddenly, you know, might refocus everybody's efforts, you know, might create a paradigm shift among college presidents once they look at the bottom line. And we all know they look at the bottom line.
Oh, yeah. I just wonder if you would be able to convince those presidents that it would benefit all of them and not just three or four.
But when you have...
Go to that system. You know, it tells you again why the deal with the SEC and ESPN was so highly sought, so highly touted. You know, that's, you know, so much more money that feeds into the coffers for all the schools. And we've known this before. When you get right down to it, there really aren't that many sports in college that make money. Most of them don't. And you still have to fund all of them. It has changed the way a lot of people, I think, approach facilities, because in the past it was take out a loan and build it, take out a loan and build it. And now I think a lot of folks, Vanderbilt included, are being a whole lot more frugal in that regard and saying, okay, if we're going to build this, we've got to, you know, raise so much of this money before we even start it. And so you're not seeing just that arbitrary building just because somebody else did.
But we also know this. We're not going to see teams deflating their bubbles for their indoor facilities. We're not going to see a reduction in regular season games. So, you know, when you put all that together, Listen, this whole process is going to take a long time, but to me, nothing will lead college presidents to a moment of clarity faster than the realization that most of them are going to be losing money in their football programs.
And I think what's so funny in this whole thing, too, is, you know, Division I AA has a playoff and has had it for years and years and years, and you know, nobody seems to argue too much that, oh, it takes too much time away from classes, you know, for the football players, because I guess they play, what, Mark, 16 games now, 17?
Yeah. Well, we remember when MTSU was involved in that process.
Absolutely. So, you know, so it obviously can be done. It's just the problem that they have in Division I is dealing with the bowls that already exist and not wanting to eliminate those or hurt those cities who have done that for so many years, because you know the bowls were, you know, the big bonus in college football for so long. They don't want to just kick the legs out from under them. So it's a complicated process, but I think you're right, which it gets to the bottom line. And if you can convince presidents that if they do this it will make everybody more money, it might be the push over the edge they need.
John, I know there have been improvements made in facilities over there, you know, certainly for the football program. Near term, what's on the plate from here going forward?
Well, the next phase of the football renovation is probably the next issue, and that's going to be after they've done the look at the stadium and done some of the things they did here in year one. Now you'll start to look at the area across the street, the new offices, new locker rooms, new training room facilities, building of a Hall of Fame. All of that is the next issue. Now, whether it will take place as quickly as they thought it was going to a couple of years ago, you know, I probably remains to be seen, but I know that's the next step in the process.
Hey, Joe, we'll let you roll on that. Talk more about the matchup with Georgia Tech tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.